from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show. Rapid fire local news, weather, traffic, and sports. Moving just as fast as you do to start your day.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Yeah, I can't explain all these crazy thoughts running through my brain either.
Oh.
Man, where do we start with this day? You know what I'm saying, my friend?
Impeach him! Impeach him twice!
My sister from another mister,
come
Alex
on.
Taylor right there.
He's got like a few days left. What? Isn't this ridiculous? What in the world is that going to accomplish?
Oh, my God. Is martial law starting tomorrow?
How are we supposed to unify anything?
Now, is Trump at a military base in Texas, or is he a Cheyenne Mountain, or have they got him in an undisclosed location somewhere in Nevada?
I don't know. I don't know.
I keep seeing this stuff, and it's like, oh, man, come on. I don't know.
Who knows?
Need to Know Morning Show, right? There you go. There's the theme of who knows.
Who knows?
Steve, Alex, and Kev at 6:07. Welcome to, we're hump day today.
Yeah.
Halfway through it, 13th of January. What day is it? Day! Jim Rohr's on the program a little later on. If you're a North Dakota resident, that'll Fargo resident, specifically District 46. That will matter to you.
Yeah.
About 7:35 this morning.
Cool.
We're bringing David Dietz in, president and CEO of Preference Employment Solutions for Job Talk.
Sweet.
At 8:05. He's one of my favorite people.
Oh, he is so nice, and he's so positive.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's just got the best attitude all the time.
How you doing, David? Living my best life.
Pretty much, yeah.
So he's always a great great force to have around the Need to Know Morning Show in our Broughton Cabinet Studios here, the fabulous Broughton Cabinet Studios. By the way, if you haven't had a chance to swing by their new facility down across the street from Mills
State
Farm.
Right, they moved.
Bring your drool bucket if you got a kitchen or a bath or whatever. Sort of, you know, cabinet project. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was over at... I stop in here and there trying to see if I can find any...
Get ideas, right?
Ammunition. Mm-hmm. So I went over to Mills Fleet Farm. It's craziness. It's wild. Looking at a friend of ours, listener friend of ours, actually got me curious about reloading, and my brother-in-law is like a reloading master.
Right.
He's a long-distance
shooter. I need to probably learn how to do that.
Yeah. So we're getting the ball rolling on that. Kind of excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited because, you know... Stuff's expensive.
I know.
You got to stay up to speed. You got to stay trained. You got to stay.
I don't want to go practice and waste my 9mm.
I know. That's the thing.
Right?
That's the thing. And it seems like there's very little of other calibers. If they come into wherever, any location, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just gone right away.
Really quick.
That's on the program today. What else is going on? Well, again, Trump's not hunkered in any Cheyenne Mountain or something. He was at the border yesterday. He was showing off 400-plus miles of border wall built.
Yeah, and he's going, I hope they don't take this down.
Right. I was just going to say.
Just want to show you I did this. It's here, but might want to get rid of it weird reason.
You had to be watching One America News Network or Newsmax if you wanted to see any of that.
Exactly.
Or hear any of that.
Yeah,
or listen here.
They were giving on Fox, they were doing a speech or whatever of the Capitol of what was going on, what happened there, a report. So
I just cannot believe what you're hearing and seeing of that riot.
A lot of it was bad. A lot of it was peaceful. Most of it was actually peaceful, unlike the rioting in the streets we saw all summer long in Minneapolis, Seattle, and cities all across this country, and no one did facial recognition and demand these people be put in jail immediately. I mean, these people these people are going to court already within days. And I mean, what a bunch of double standards.
You've always, the hypocrisy lives. It lives and breathes.
I mean, granted, yes, they deserve it, but why didn't they do that with the other people? If they had done it way back then when they were rioting, this wouldn't have happened because they think they got a free pass to do this stuff.
We're this program heard on 1100 AM WZFG and 970 AM 93.1 FM WDAY on our WDAY signal yesterday. I listened to the Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins. I love those guys. I flip between them and Rush.
I
like those guys.
Yeah, they're pretty entertaining.
They had a great montage, a couple of them yesterday, about all the First of all the Maxine Waters get in their face to punch the disc, blow up the White House, Madonna.
Yes.
All through all of that, you know.
Yep.
But now it's
different
it's the
story.
Worst, it's the worst thing ever that you've ever seen, ever.
Yeah, right.
Armed insurrection!
I know.
Trump started it all.
Yeah, with his hateful words, let's have a march to the Capitol.
Please tell me where those words are. I mean, where could you play them for me? Could you
Trump implied it.
Well.
He implied it.
Okay.
Once you read his mind, his followers just knew what he meant.
Okay. Karen.
Well, you know, that's just how it works.
You know what I'm saying, D?
He's the
evil. I got a D with that.
He's the evil orange man.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, we can't give him the benefit of the doubt of anything good.
It's, you know, and we were there. We were there.
We were there.
We talked to so many. I wouldn't say that I made it to 100 people I talked to, but I talked to, you know, probably 40, 50, 60
easily.
People through the weekend.
Easily. Yeah.
Just great vibes, you know, stop the steal, USA, red, white, and blue. This is ridiculous. You know, I never got one vibe.
But we did see some guys walking around with helmets and camo and body armor.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk to those guys.
No.
I'm like, what's going on here? I didn't really want to talk to those guys.
Well, some of them I absolutely would have because I think they were just saying, hey, you know,
we're patriots. Right. Well, you know, this is just preventive.
That's what I was hoping. Yeah,
right.
Who knows what?
And who knows what they would have told us anyway.
Maybe they thought it was Halloween.
But let me just tell you something. If that crowd really wanted to, I'm using air quotes, storm the Capitol.
It would have been a whole lot worse.
If that crowd really wanted to, I heard and I'm not even going to say his name, and he's a friend of mine. But the other radio station in town here they would have drug Mike Pence out onto the Capitol and killed him.
No.
Let me just tell you how much we would not have let that happen.
No.
Come on, man.
I think Nancy's just a little ticked. Somebody got her laptop and maybe found out what she's shopping for.
Let's just look at this and just look at all the video you see, that the little clips that are played over and over and over again. And then the still images that are used over and over and over again. It's like in the movies where they strap the monkey into the chair and they put those images in front of him and they just until he can't blink anymore. That's what you're seeing. And I'll tell you right now, if that crowd wanted to storm the Capitol, they would have.
And
every room would have been occupied.
Right.
And everybody would have been dead.
And all the statues would have been defaced. I mean, we heard from people that were in there that they were singing Amazing Grace in there. You know, they were just kind of walking around and they were there to show their support for the president. And a lot of them didn't know they weren't supposed to be
in
there.
They were let in.
They had no clue they weren't supposed to be in there.
They were let in. The door, the window might have been broken somewhere.
But they didn't go through a window. They went through the door, the people we talked to that were in there.
The people that went through the door or went through the window opened the door, and then the police went, okay.
We're out.
They pulled the barricades. There's a couple guys that are resigning because they were taking selfies with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They were loving on the law enforcement. They were loving on, most of them were, you know, It's unbelievable, but yet everyone there
so
is a
glad.
Domestic terrorist, apparently.
So glad we didn't go there.
We saw it.
We'd have had more stories to tell, but it was enough for me just to talk to the people that were in there.
Well, we saw it. We saw it happening.
We saw it happening.
We were leaving with everybody.
Right.
Kind of heading that way and realized there is not a bathroom to be seen here.
Let's go in search.
Where do we go for that?
Take care of number one first.
Yeah. Or number, you know.
Whatever number.
Yeah, whatever number.
If you eat a bean burrito.
There's that. I know. God, it was good, though. It was good. It was so good.
I'm like, no, I'm not getting nothing. I don't see any bathrooms around here.
Yeah. So what else is going on? And again, we're 6 days away now, or 7 days away, I guess. It's a week from today is the inauguration. Mm-hmm. Again, there's a lot of people holding out a lot of hope and a lot of prayers going up that there's some last ditch, you know, whatever, that some Hail Mary that
he's got. Mike Lindell's out doing some stuff.
I hope so too.
Who knows?
We'll, if not, you know, we'll deal with the
we'll deal with it.
As Kurt Schlichter calls him, President Asterisk.
Right.
For
right.
the next 4 years.
Right.
And it won't be him. It'll be what we said it'll be.
Yeah, I wonder.
Things that we said will happen will happen.
How long before Kamala steps in? 6 months or less?
They're already teeing up World War III. I mean, Jerusalem now, airstrikes. Did you just hear that story at the top of the hour? They're, you know, Israel is...
I bet they're worried. Yeah.
The military-industrial complex.
Yep.
Ramp back up again. Got to get back in that sandbox fight.
Because that does a lot of good.
Oh, my gosh. I fear most for that. I just and what?
Well, the economy
and the bow down to the
jobs,
and
the bow the down economy.
To the globe, and the bow down to the you know, the unfair trade deals, and bend over.
Well, and then the crackdown on free speech. Yeah. We're not allowed to say anything either. Or we're branded and we can't fly on airplanes anymore, or this or that, whatever they decide they want to take away from us if we don't think like they think.
Boy, and speaking, just a quick note on that, all of this Twitter, Facebook, YouTube pulled him, you know, banned him now from any new uploads, et cetera, et cetera. This is and there are world leaders all around Angela Merkel, who's the chancellor in Germany.
Yeah.
She's calling it out. It's going across the board. French, the Norwegian, even the left-wing party leader there. Jonas Stohr said that that's threatening political freedom all over the world. And it's not just in this country. Think about what the power that Twitter has in other countries.
Right.
And what kind of...
Worldwide, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Want to see the curtain pulled back on that wizard pretty soon, if we could do that, please. I don't know that it'll ever happen, though. Boy, we had a great day. If you want to shoot us an email, studio@flagfamily.com, studio@flagfamily.com. That is the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time and money on your IT. And by the way, consolidated communication phone lines always open too, 701-271-1100. They will save you time and money on your internet. And that's fast, dedicated internet that's never shared. Got it. You know, and one of the things that we say is, okay, 7 days from now, President Asterisk is sworn in, and we're dealing with that. What do we do? For me, the biggest crosshair has to be on the voting process.
Make sure we have fair elections.
Because you're not going to say, and you're not going to convince 80-plus million Americans that something nefarious isn't going on in all of these states.
Require ID, get rid of the dead voters on the rolls.
We got to do it. And one of the big things that I know after talking to the people that are really neck deep in this and have millions of dollars of time and money invested is these voting machines.
Right.
This Dominion thing, and it's not just Dominion. And I mean, I 100% believe that is real. That is happening. And if that doesn't get taken care of, what's the point?
Well, and there's been people thinking that. We've had it here on our show, people saying, hey, I'm not going to vote anymore. Why bother? It's all rigged.
Yeah, I know.
So we hear that every day from people.
Emailer Rick says, hey, guys, the only way the voting problem is going to get fixed is the federal government has to take charge of all voting machines, delivering and picking them up when the polls close and counted at a federal location.
I don't know if I trust the federal government.
I think you got to dissect that a little more, but I like the idea. It can't be these private contractors.
Right.
You know, it's got to be military grade
armored
encryption. Yeah.
Vehicles of a left and a right.
Yep. And please bring back the integrity of the absentee ballot.
And no
mail in.
And using no votes that are found in trunks of cars, Al Franken, you know, that kind of stuff. That can't be right. They should be secured.
You think?
Yeah. Alex, is that too much?
Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Al.
That was crazy, huh?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Take off that tinfoil hat.
Yeah, all right. So too much one. To ask.
I wanted to weigh in line one. Hi, need to know. What do we need to know? Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
What's up, Kurt?
Well, you know, one other question that our politicians in North Dakota need to be asked, and an honest non-politician answer is what's going to happen with our FBI, our DOJ. You know, they found these people within days. That Tennessee bomber was blown to smithereens. They identified him within, what, 24 hours?
Yeah.
And Hunter's laptop is still sitting there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, they can do this. We know they can.
Well,
there's some corrupt stuff.
Reality, too, Curtis, that the true swamp are those people.
Yeah.
The true swamp is the bureaucrats and the unelected,
And that's when Trump was first brought up on impeachment charges for his imperfect phone call. Well, had they opened up Hunter's laptop and said, hey, we got something here. Maybe this isn't legit.
Yep, exactly.
You know, right, everything stacked against the poor man.
Yeah, thanks for the call. You're spot on. And that's the real swamp. And that's what we were saying. We were standing there looking at the FBI building off in the distance. And, I mean, you think about the intelligence community and the size of it and the depth of it. And my question was to Al, I looked at Al, I said, we looked at each other like, and I was just, and she's like, what? Like, how do you drain this? How do you, these people, you can't fire them. They're not elected. They're appointed. And if, now that they have all, you know, the presidency in both.
But Kevin, though, they swear an oath, though. You know, if they violate their oath, they should be out.
That's so true.
Violate your oath of office, you should be able to get them out of there, right?
No, the swamp doesn't work.
Or does that make too much sense?
That makes way too much sense. Yeah, and they talk about term limits. It's like, well, you can get rid of the members of Congress with those, but how do we term limit some of these bureaucrats?
God only knows.
That's the question. All right, Dino's in the Weather Center. Dean Weishockey, or is the hockey guys, Jeff and Eddie.
Ice hockey.
Dean Ice Hockey.
I think you should change your name to that. I like it.
Easier to pronounce. I love hockey. Hey, hockey starts up this week, too.
So. Absolutely. There you go.
And the Fargo Force are playing already. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's lots of hockey. College is all playing, too. You're talking about NHL, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. College and high schools are getting ready to fire up, too. So.
Awesome.
And we're going to get colders holding on to that this weekend?
We are, yes. In fact, we've got a storm system that's coming our way. I'm sure you've heard about it. And it's going to cause some travel issues, it looks like, Thursday night into Friday, especially on Friday. Today, though, not bad. Cloudy start, but I think we'll see some breaks for sun in the afternoon. With a high of 40 today, south-southeast winds about 5 to 10. And then a cold front hits tonight. We'll have a brief rain shower as that front passes through. And then the rest of the night will be dry. We'll drop down to 30 as winds switch to the west, southwest, 10 to 20. And then a dry start to your Thursday, but snow develops in the afternoon. We'll have a high of 33, but northwest winds about 20 to 40. Areas out west of Jamestown could see 60-mile-an-hour gusts out of that. Yeah.
Yuck.
And then that snow continues Thursday night into Friday. We're looking at winds between 20 and 40 out of the northwest on Friday. Friday's just going to be a messy day. Looks like snowfall totals about 1 to 4 inches. The further west you go, the lesser amounts as you go into Minnesota, let's say from Detroit Lakes and southward towards the cities. Could get 3 to 4 inches of snow.
Oh, that could be fun. Get the snowblower out, guys.
It looks like about 1 to 3 here in town, and then temperatures in the low 20s over the weekend will dry things out, it looks like, for Saturday.
So weekend's not a total loss. Once we get through Friday.
Weekend won't be bad. Friday's going to be a little rough,
Okay.
Yeah,
there could be some whiteout conditions time to time, so.
All the trail running, ditch banging dudes and dudettes on the snowmobiles are going, all right, where are we going to this weekend?
Right.
Right. It's been kind of melty towards the lakes country.
Right, and so. We'll add a little snowpack to that. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll see a few storms come through here. Nothing huge, but just the wind. Yeah. The wind is going to be the problem on Friday with that snow. So
One of my friends from the Y is excited to go snowshoeing.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
So she's an outdoors woman. Yeah. Like, all right, you do that. I'll stay inside.
Love it. Embrace it, girl.
Right.
Weather brought to you by our friend Dr. Phil Johnson, an orthopedic and sports medicine specialist of Fargo. It's online at orthosportmedfargo.com. And call them 701-478-0307. What they do is get you back in your game. Whatever you're dealing with, shoulder, hip, knee, little kink here, a little tick there.
Oh, yeah.
Get in there and take care of it.
Fix it right up. Don't put that stuff off.
Yep.
Go in.
He's the guy that will get it done for you. 701-478-0307. All right, checking the sports page this morning. Lots of basketball, lots of hoop action. Boys basketball, Davies North dominated them, 87-59. Davies is a force. They're a 5-3. North goes to 2-4 on the year. Wappington snuck by Shanley, 83-78 there. Wappington goes 6-3. Shanley and the Deacons, they're 50-50 at 4-4. West Fargo beat Grand Forks Red River, 82-73. Remains undefeated on the season. They're 6-0. Rough Riders go to 0-7. They're struggling. And Cheyenne doubled up Grand Forks Central, 90-44. Shooting lights out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cheyenne's tough too, 8-1, and Central goes to 2-5 on that one. On the girls' side, Davies beat North 81-26. Shanley beat Wappington 70-36. Ouch! Red River got by West Fargo 80-61, and Cheyenne beat Central 70-43. Cheyenne goes to 4-4-0 on the season. Former NDSU assistant has been named the Las Vegas Raiders' new defensive coordinator.
Ooh, that's cool.
See this? Gus Bradley replaces Paul Gunther, who was all the NFL teams are all doing, they're all house cleaning. It's what they do after the,
right,
after the season. So Gunther got fired on the 13th. So there you go. I don't know much. Gus spent the last four seasons as the LA Chargers defensive coordinator. Don't know a lot about him, but former NDSU assistant. There you go. And the Bison hired a new running backs coach. They added former Minnesota State University Mankato offensive coordinator. His name is Joe, I hope I get this right, Bashorner, to the running back coach position. And Dino, a Minnesota Wild forward, inked an extension yesterday. I'm not a big hockey guy. Is it Marcus Foligno? Foligno?
I believe it's Foligno.
Foligno? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, he's a veteran. See, that's how much I follow hockey. If they're winning, I'm good. I'm happy. But he did sign a 3-year deal worth $9.3 million.
Ooh, that's a nice chunk.
Yeah, $9.3 million. Could you? Did you guys see that no one won the Mega Millions?
No,
I didn't check my ticket. Thanks.
Yeah, nobody I haven't.
Sorry to tell you,
I haven't bought a ticket. I might have to now. Uh huh.
Yeah, $550 million Powerball tonight.
There we go.
Mega Millions going to about $250 million. For Friday night's drawing. How about that?
I could have a little fun with that.
Oh, let's talk about that coming up.
No problem.
Follow the flag beyond your radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter today.
You know that voice.
So we play it good and loud.
Oh, yes, I do.
It's his birthday today.
Oh, she put her beard down.
I think this is the hot mix version of that song.
I haven't heard this one, but I like it.
Left,
hustlers shooting eight balls. Oh, I. Maybe I have heard this version.
Yep. He's 59 today. Trace Adkins. You hear his voice on the Firestone.
Right, right.
Firestone.
Boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk.
There you go.
But honky tonk.
Happy birthday, buddy. He's a heck of a golfer, too, I can tell you that. Had him at a, we had him for a show up before Moondance Jam and Country was Moondance, the year before the first one over in Walker. Mm-hmm. They did one over at Turtle River or whatever up there on the golf course. They had a little big town before they were big, and Trace was there, and he went out and played golf with the guy that owned the golf course and came back and played the show.
Okay.
And played golf pretty well, I guess. About a 8 handicap, I guess, or something like that. He's a good shtick, as they say. 6:32, Need to Know Morning Show. We've got a forecast we're going to check coming up here with Dino in the Weather Center that's, it's
a little something coming.
Nice, but the weekend's not so nice. So enjoy the day today, pretty much is the deal. We want to hook you up. I got to tell you, and you're going to have so much fun on Friday when you go over to Stonetown Grill.
Oh, yeah.
We had Stonetown Grill yesterday.
I know.
Wow, I had to try it.
You went over there yesterday?
Yep.
I'm going on Friday.
Yeah, me and James and Grego from the crew here. Ooh. And Steve-O went with us.
Okay.
And just had a blast. It was just a great crew, beautiful spot.
Brand new.
And what I want to do is hook you up two free lunches at Stonetown Grill today with the trivia. And we're going to give you 6 Sandy's donuts.
Even better.
So, yeah. And although they do have great desserts at Stonetown Grill, too.
Well, you know, Sandy's is
so
breakfast.
We tried those. Right. Exactly. I'm going to make this easy on you. According to a recent survey, this was the most popular hobby of 2020.
The most popular hobby.
And I think this in my house, this is a for my like my this is a necessary skill.
Oh,
you,
it's a
life
skill
that you have to know how to do.
Okay.
Not necessarily a hobby, but this is how it's worded.
I thought it was probably binge watching something or other.
No. According to a recent survey, this was the most popular hobby of 2020.
Okay.
All right. What was it? 701-271-1100. And we'll hook you up. Lunch for two, or you can use dinner, whatever, two meals, two freebies at Stonetown Grill and a half a dozen Sandy's Donuts.
It's more fun if you find a friend, though, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Bring a friend.
I need to know, what's the answer? What's your guess?
Let's go with cooking.
Cooking, indeed.
Yes.
Yes. Well, look at that right off the bat.
Have you been cooking more this year?
Well, actually, yes, I have.
Okay.
I had been on disability from COVID pneumonia, and spent a lot more time at home lately, and kind of got to enjoy it a little bit.
So what is your favorite thing that you like to cook that you've kind of learned how to do?
Oh, some Italian dishes, lasagna.
There we go. I love lasagna, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. I've had time to do it, too.
Yeah, so. It's worth it, definitely.
I make exactly. A lobster and crab stuffed manicotti that would knock your socks.
Ooh, with the cream sauce? Yeah.
All right, and who is this, please?
I have to try. Raleigh, first name Raleigh.
All right, gotcha. You have to what, did you say?
I said I'll have to try that. That sounds awful good, too.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah. Nothing not decadent about that one. All right, but hang on just a second. I'll get the info, and we'll get you. We got a lunch for two or two meals for you over at the Stonetown Grill, and we'll get you a half a dozen Sandy's Donuts.
So you won't have to cook.
All right. Dino's got the forecast coming up. Taylor's TiVo as well.
Yeah. Who's on today? We got Glenn Beck on with Tucker Carlson talking about the censorship.
Shut it down. Shut it all down.
She said, I'll make my own money. This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Need to Know Morning Show. There you go. Birthday boy Trace Adkins today. He's 59 years old. Right. Well, you got a big birthday next year. It'd be the big 6-0.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got a weather forecast. It's nice today, but.
But. Things change.
There's always that but with you, Dean Weishaupt.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
How cold?
Well, we're not really too cold. I mean,
no,
lot cold.
How are we going to get, though?
I mean, we're more worried about the wind and snow. That's the big worry. And travel is going to be a problem, I would think, around here on Friday. So keep that in mind. Maybe a good day to take off and enjoy a 3-day weekend, something like that.
Yeah.
But today, not bad. We're starting off with clouds this morning. I think we'll see a break for partly sunny skies as we head into the early afternoon. Then clouds come back in. We'll have a high of 40 with south-southeast winds at 5 to 10. Hey, anytime
you're 40. Well, there's that. At least we're getting to 40.
Yeah, 40 today, not bad. And then we'll have a cold front swing through after dark. That'll bring us a brief rain shower. Could mix a little snow in there, but not much. And then we'll drop down to a low of 30. Winds will pick up behind that front tonight out of the west to southwest at 10 to 20. And then we'll see a break in the action tomorrow morning. I think we'll see snow developing in the afternoon with a high of 33. But the winds will be out of the northwest at 20 to 40. As we were talking earlier, winds out west, west of Jamestown, could gust close to 60 out of this. So much windier out to our west. And then as we head into Thursday night and Friday, we'll have temperatures right around 20 and a lot of wind, 20 to 40 mile an hour winds. 1 to 4 inches of snow is a good likelihood. I think we'll see about 1 to 3 here in town. As you go from Detroit Lakes southward towards the cities,
right.
A better chance for about 3 to 4 inches, maybe 4 to 6 towards the Twin Cities. And then Saturday, the wind dies down, high pressure builds in, and we'll see a little bit of sunshine with highs in the lower 20s. So we cool down, but temperature is still above normal. But
yeah.
Friday, the key day, just keep that in mind. If you don't have to travel, that might be one of those days where you just kind of relax at home and
do a little Netflix and chill.
There you go.
Or whatever.
Or cook.
Yeah, or cook.
There you go.
Get into that the number one hobby, or get going on it if you've never done it before.
Right.
There you go. Hey, weather brought to you by our friends at Premier Service Center, online at pscnd.com. They're in Mapleton, right off I-94, exit 340 there. And everything about your big rig, alignments, quick lubes, any kind of tire needs, especially on your ag wheel needs as well, on the tractor, whatever. And this is the time of year to get it done. Any questions, something going on, you get you back on the road. That's what they do. 701-532-0101 is the number. 701-532-0101. Premier Service Center, Mapleton, North Dakota. Online at pscnd.com. Need to Know Morning Show. Good morning. History for this one.
Okay.
The album 1984 from Van Halen. The first certification of platinum celebrated for that album
today.
1985 it was. Of course, the album was 1984.
Right there.
So yeah. I think it's since been like 12 times platinum, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy amount of. That's the one thing when we were in D.C. We're walking, Alex and I, we were with Tom Campbell.
We did a lot of walking.
Tom Campbell, a lot of walking. And I got to thank our couple listener friends that said, yeah, wear good walking shoes and stuff. Walked around the corner, and we're walking down the mall. And the one thing I wanted to see to go to D.C. would be Eddie Van Halen's guitar at the Smithsonian.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, every Smithsonian, the museum, Air and Space, all everything closed.
Everything.
I mean,
the restaurants.
Even the porta potties at the construction sites had locks on them. Yeah, so, yeah, there was none of that. But didn't get to see Eddie's guitar, which is
next
hanging
time.
The Smithsonian. That's what we said. Well,
next time we'll have more fun.
I don't want to rely on my impression of DC from that trip.
You're right.
I'm gonna reset and go again. You know, later
when the weather's better.
After the next 4 years, probably like 5 years or later. Hopefully, it'll be a little better.
We'll see.
As the swamp seems like it's going to get deeper.
No doubt.
Anyway, 642, we're brought to you by our friends at Red Wing Shoes, right on Main Avenue in Fargo. The one thing about, there's so many great things about them, is that, first of all, American-made.
Awesome.
Red Wing, Minnesota.
A lot of people like American-made the best.
World's largest boot right there.
Support Americans.
Right at the Red Wing factory. They have their own tannery, the Red Wing Shoe Company.
That's cool.
I mean, think about that.
A lot of Minnesota jobs right there.
Everybody that's involved with a Red Wing shoe store, especially the one in Fargo, they have to get certified to fit you, to fit their shoes. They have to go through a little bit of training for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all kind of a specialist. Okay? There's 100 plus years in every pair of Red Wing boots, if you think about that.
That's a lot of experience.
110 years they've been around. And if you're looking for safety toe footwear, you know, stuff for
steel
non-skid, toe. Stuff like that, you know, work in a kitchen, whatever, Red Wing has the best. Call them at 701-280-1380, and Teresa will set up an appointment, or just stop in. Again, 701-280-1380, 3003 Main Avenue, Fargo, Red Wing. Nothing better. Irish Setter's there as well.
There you go.
And ladies, don't think that there isn't some great boot options there.
They got stuff for you, too.
All right, Taylor TiVo time.
Yes.
What does Glenn Beck have to say about all this?
Beck, yes.
He owns a bit of a... Yeah, he has a little company, doesn't he?
Yeah, he owns a Blaze Media company. He used to be on Fox News and has moved on. But he was commenting on censorship to Tucker Carlson last night as the liberals cheer on big tech's crackdown on conservative expression of free speech.
If you don't stand up for free speech, you will be the one that loses it as well.
Amen.
After 9/11, I stood up proudly against many in my audience for Bill Maher when he said, well, at least their pilots aren't cowards. I thought that was a horrific thing to say. But when ABC fired him, I couldn't understand what part of politically incorrect didn't you understand,
right,
ABC?
Right.
We cannot. We have to. The only speech worth defending is the speech you despise. Everything else, nobody has a problem with. They're not trying to ban it.
I grew up in a pretty liberal place, and what you just said was an almost daily feature of what liberals said.
Yep.
That's what we heard every day. You know, protect the weakest.
Yep.
The rights of the weakest are a measure of how free you are. I don't hear a single liberal saying that.
No, because the liberals aren't liberals anymore. And that's the problem. We need good classic liberals, people who believe in the Bill of Rights. I don't care who you vote for, what you do, how you live, who you have sex with. Do you believe in the Bill of Rights? Do you believe in those things? If you do, that's our unum. That's what we can unite on. Right now, people are asking us to unite on what? on exactly what you believe, that's not coming together. Let me also give you something else here. Let me just quote this. The corporation cannot curtail the liberty of press and religion of these people consistent with the purposes of the Constitution guarantees. And certainly, the corporation can no more deprive people of freedom of press and religion than it can discriminate against commerce. Ownership does not always mean absolute dominion. The owners of privately held bridges, ferries, turnpikes, and railroads may not operate them as freely as a farmer does on his own farm.
Yes.
That's the Supreme Court of the United States in 1946.
Amen.
Marsh versus Alabama. The corporation cannot curtail. I am a free market person. I believe in the free market and the freedom of corporations, but not to take away people's rights, their basic rights.
That's exact. And you just hit on the irony at the center of libertarianism. If you support a system that eliminates people's rights, you're not standing for freedom. In fact, you're standing for tyranny. And I have never heard it as nicely put as you just did.
Oh,
and how,
spot on.
How close are we to becoming China and Russia and a communist country if we don't have free speech, if we can't express ourselves, if we can't get information, if they ban us from flying on airplanes because they don't like what we posted on Facebook or whatever?
Wow.
Big Brother is watching us, and they're limiting us now.
They have been for decades.
Josh Hawley, his book deal, goodbye. We're not doing that anymore.
Well, and the big thing in this one is the servers. The AWS, the Amazon Web Services, the Google services that's teamed with GoDaddy. Imagine how many GoDaddy sites and small business sites rely on those servers. If they can just shut them off and just say no.
If they can do this to the president and Trump supporters, guess what? You're going to be next. If you think this is great fun, it won't be once they start coming for you, because they're going to pick us off one at a time.
I just started listening again. I read bits and pieces of 1984 over the years.
I want to start reading that again, too.
I started it yesterday. I don't even know that I can go on with it. It's already creeping me out.
Yeah, I read it in like high school, 7th, 8th grade or something, I think.
Yeah, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. 6:47, we're going to take a quick break. Dean's got the forecast coming up. Quick check of the sports page. And then I have to show you an example of the craziness in Minnesota. But what do I have here? Look what I'm holding here. What does that look like?
A mask with a filter?
That's a mask. But we got the filter.
Filter.
Filters are bad. Can't have any filtering. Can't have any exhaust valve. Wait till you hear this. Do you met my drummer on a great
tubus? This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, the Valley's conservative voice.
Mustang. Need to Know Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. We are halfway to the weekend, and as we get towards the weekend, you might want to think about taking Friday off.
Yeah, it might get ugly, right?
Yeah, Dino's got it.
Yeah, a little bit. Enjoy today. You know, go out for a nice walk while the weather is mild, and we're looking at a cloudy start, but we'll see a break for some sunshine, and then clouds come back into the area. Should reach a high of 40. Not bad. Winds rather light, south-southeast about 5 to 10. A cold front hits after dark, and that will bring a brief rain shower. Might mix in with a few snowflakes. We'll drop down to a low of 30, but behind that front, the winds pick up overnight, west-southwest at 10 to 20. And then we'll see a break in the action Thursday morning. We'll see snow developing by afternoon, and those winds are really going to pick up tomorrow. Out of the northwest at 20 to 40, areas west of Jamestown could see gusts close to 60. And we'll see that snow continuing Thursday night into Friday. I think we'll see about 1 to 3 here in town. As you head towards Detroit Lakes and southward towards the cities, could pick up closer to 4. We'll have temperatures stuck in the low 20s overnight Thursday night and in the day on Friday. Snow will end by Friday late in the day. And then break in the action on Saturday with highs stuck in the lower 20s over the weekend. Still looking at that Arctic outbreak after the 20th, right after Election Day. Or Election Day.
Sworn
In Day.
Or whatever it is.
Sworn In Day or whatever you want to call it.
The start of the dark winter.
Dark winter. There you go. Yeah. Oh, good to know.
Right.
All right, Dino, thanks, buddy.
You got it.
Yeah, and that's what I was wondering, because the forecast I'm looking at doesn't get really, because you were talking about below zero, but you're not talking about that for at least a week.
Yeah, not until it looks like, after the 20th.
Okay, perfect. All right, we'll take it. Quick check of the sports page for you. High school boys basketball, Davies dominated North 87-59. Wahpeton snuck by Shanley 83-78. The final there, West Fargo defeated Grand Forks Red River 82-73 to remain undefeated on the season. Cheyenne doing pretty well, too. They went to 8-1, doubled up Grand Forks Central 90-44. On the girls' side, Davies crushed North 81-26, and Davies goes to 6-1 on the girls' side. Shanley smoked Wahpeton 70-36. Yikes. Grand Forks Red River got by West Fargo 80-61, and Cheyenne beat Grand Forks Central 70-43. Couple of notes for the Bison. They've, coaching-wise, former NDSU assistant, guy that spent the last four seasons as the LA Chargers defensive coordinator, Gus Bradley, going to replace Paul Gunther, who was fired December 13th after giving up 29.9 points per game this season for the Las Vegas Raiders. So Gus Bradley's going to Vegas, and the NDSU Bison hired a new running backs coach from Mankato. I just say Mankato State because that's what we say in Minnesota.
Right.
Always, like,
yeah.
Moorhead State.
Right.
Sorry, it's what it is. Joel Bashorner, I think is how you pronounce his name. He's a new running back coach for the Bison. So that's a check of your sports page. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back. I got to just point out what I'm dealing with in Minnesota with my son being a basketball player and having to wear a mask.
Oh, no.
While they play.
Come on.
Kind of a problem I have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You won't believe it.
I bought you a brand new Mustang. A 1960.
Stay close to the news here. AM 1100, The Flag.
Happy Wednesday. Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, Kev, and Dino here on the weather desk. It's a Wednesday. It's the 13th of January. Got a week, 7 days till the inauguration of President Asterisk. That's my new favorite. Thank you, Kurt Schlichter, for that name. I love that name. That is my new favorite name for you know who.
Creepy
not,
Uncle
not,
Joe.
Not, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
That'll work, too. So here, I just got to point this out quick, and this is Minnesota problem.
Okay.
North Dakota not dealing with this, but Minnesota problem here. Son plays basketball.
Yeah.
Not only are they mandated to wear a mask during practice, they have to mask up during the game. And I'll point out one major thing is that basketball players and hockey players need to do that. Wrestlers don't. Wrestlers can wrestle around on the mat,
but
no mask.
But they're more close contact,
I don't know,
than anyone.
But wrestlers can wrestle around, no mask, but they can't shake hands at the end of the match. That's one thing.
Okay.
But so I'm a scuba diver, have been for decades. I love to scuba dive. I know that rebreathing my own air is a very bad thing.
Yeah.
That's CO2 poisoning. That's why I do not want my son playing sports without a mask, without a valved mask.
Right.
I researched. I got this one. Look at that.
With a valve, yeah.
Badass looking mask.
Yep.
Look at this. Velcro for behind the head.
Yeah,
so
I heard it.
Not just around your ears. Okay?
It's not coming off.
But the state of Minnesota is now saying that the valves, the droplets, can come through that filter little piece of fabric there and out that little valve and down the, and then that's a threat. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So told that my son can't wear this one that'll actually stay on his face better because of the elastic.
So a cloth mask is the way to go, I guess.
So they got to wear this wetsuit on their face that looks, I mean, and it has an Under Armour logo on it. Apparently that's approved.
Well,
it's
okay,
just unbelievable.
Then. Let's give Under Armour our money.
Yeah. I'll run through the birthdays quick. William Hung has a birthday today. Remember,
she bangs.
Yeah, 38 today.
Love him.
Orlando Bloom is 44. Patrick Dempsey, 55 today. Joey Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld is the big 6-0. And as we mentioned, Trickens is 59 today.
Awesome.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday from all of us
here.
Hey,
Kev, can we get some she bangs today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. WCFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead. WDAY, Fargo, Moorhead. It is 7 o'clock.